Welcome to Extracurricular, the podcast all about the hobbies, interests, and talents of the students, faculty, and staff at Gwinnett Online Campus. My name is Mr. Lawless, and I'm a teacher at Gwinnett Online Campus. Thanks for joining me. Today, I had a chance to sit down and talk with GOC fourth grader, about to be fifth grader, Emily. I think she's the youngest guest that we've had on the podcast so far. She might also be the smallest, but as she warns us, don't let her age and her small size fool you. Emily is a Taekwondo black belt, and she is confident, well-trained, and speedy. She's also pretty funny, and she has some other hobbies and interests like tennis, soccer, swimming on a swim team, her cats. Wait till you hear about her cats. And Bears Make a Difference, which is an organization that Emily volunteers with that provides support and a chance for children with special needs to play baseball. She's also closes the podcast with some great advice on how she juggles school, her hobbies, and her busy schedule. So let's get to it. Here's my conversation with Emily. Thanks for being on the podcast, Emily. I'm so glad you're here. Can you tell everyone what grade you're in?
I'm in fourth grade.
You're in fourth grade, and your name is Emily, and you're here at GOC, and you're almost done with fourth grade. You're about to be a fifth grader, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I know you were on campus. You had finals today or something at EOC.
I had milestones.
Oh, milestones testing. Have you had a lot of those?
Yeah.
Yeah. But really only like one more week to go, and then you're going to be done, and mm-hmm. It'll be summer.
Yay!
I bet you're excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you might be the youngest guest to ever be on this podcast. So how old are you?
I am 10.
So I know I was very excited when you agreed to be on the podcast because I saw you and your sister perform at the talent show this year. You guys won, didn't you win something at the talent show?
We won two awards. We won People's Choice and second place.
People's Choice in second place for a routine you did. Was it karate or taekwondo?
Taekwondo.
Okay, so tell me, I'm assuming that's one of your hobbies, right?
Yes.
Taekwondo. So that's what I want to hear about because I don't know much at all about taekwondo. So what can you tell me? Tell me about taekwondo and what you do and what it's like and if you like it.
I'm a first degree black belt and...
So tell me what a first degree... So I know black belt is the best, right? Or is there more than black belts?
There's more black belts. There's first degree, second degree, third degree, so on.
So just the more you practice and the more skills you get, do you have to take a test to get a different belt?
Yes, you have to take a test and sometimes there's midterms. For example, I have one midterm because I took one test and I have to take three more to be able to get my second degree.
That's pretty awesome. So how long ago did you start doing Taekwondo?
About 3 years ago.
So you've been doing it for a pretty long time then.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when you started, what's the very, is it a white belt or do you
yes,
have a,
it's
okay.
a white belt.
Okay. And then does it go up through different colors?
Yes.
As you, okay.
It's white, orange, yellow, green, blue, brown, red, black.
So that, I'm assuming it takes a lot of practice to
yes.
get to a first degree black belt.
Yes.
So tell me some of the, first of all, I'm curious, how did you get involved? Is it just something, did you see someone do it or did?
My neighbor does Taekwondo.
Okay. And do they call it a coach or what do they call?
Your instructor.
Your instructor. So have you gone to the same place the whole time you've been doing this?
And
do you
yes.
have, okay, and do you have one instructor or more than one?
There's more than one. You can train to be an instructor. And then there's two founders.
That's pretty cool. So what would you say, how much time do you spend a week doing Taekwondo? Or a day. How much time a day do you spend doing it?
Depends on the day.
So let's say it's a day you have practice or you go into the studio.
45 minutes about.
45 minutes. And do you ever do stuff at home or is it mostly in the studio?
Mostly in the studio, sometimes at home.
Sometimes at home. And what is, so tell me that, because I don't know, I know Taekwondo is it's a martial art. And I've heard of karate and judo and jujitsu and all these sorts of things. So what makes Taekwondo different than those others?
You have forms and
so when you say forms, that's like how you actually move your body to get in a position?
So it's basically a series of moves. For example, my black belt form is 77 moves.
And you have to, do you have to memorize them in a certain order?
Yes, you have to memorize them in a certain order, and most forms repeat themselves. So you get to the halfway point, and then it repeats themselves.
Okay, so that might make it a little bit easier, but still, that's a lot of different forms. And so in Taekwondo, when you do these forms, it's arms and legs and like body positioning, so you have to turn and everything. Is it, so what's the hardest part of Taekwondo? Like, what do you think the hardest part you've had to encounter in Taekwondo has been?
I don't know.
I mean, does it hurt? Like, do you ever like hurt yourself? Do you punch things? Because I've seen you break a board before.
You have to, when you break boards, if you don't do it right, then it sometimes does hurt.
Do you ever get, because I would think if I was going to about to punch a board with my fist or a foot, that I'd be afraid that I would hurt myself. Do you ever get afraid when you're doing Taekwondo?
No. The first time I was afraid because it was my first time breaking a board. But the more you do it, the less scared you are.
Ah, so do you have a lot of confidence now?
Yeah.
Like for that kind of stuff? So if there was someone, so if someone at GOC, like a student, was interested in Taekwondo, but they had never, they don't know, they've never done it, would you, how would you, what advice would you give them about Taekwondo?
If you practice a lot, then you will achieve it. It's not as easy as you would think it is. It's not, you can't just learn the form and be, try and do it strongly and don't. It's not about hurting. For example, in sparring, some people think it's about hurting your opponent, but it's really not.
Okay.
You want to be controlled, but if you're ever in a situation, you don't want to fight them. You want to get out of there.
Okay, so it's more for self-defense and making sure it's not about hurting people or doing anything like that.
It's not about hurting people. It's about in case you need it, you can.
So it could be used for defense, I guess, like if someone, you know.
It can be used for defense, for a show, for example, the talent show.
Mm-hmm.
But you never want to hurt, if someone's not doing anything to you, you don't want to hurt them.
You don't want to use it to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. That's a cool sort of way to look at martial arts, because it's pretty neat to learn like techniques and all this stuff. So you said you guys do spar. Do you have to wear protective gear? Do you wear helmets?
Yeah, you wear protective gear if you don't have protective gear, because you have to buy the protective gear.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't buy the protective gear, then you don't touch.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So you can do things and just stop before you touch someone.
Yeah. But if you, but for example, if I were to attack someone, I don't want to hurt them. You want to still do it fast and make it look good, but you don't want to hurt them. For example, I've been slammed into two walls.
Oh my gosh.
And by the same person because they couldn't be controlled.
So control is a big part of it, knowing like your own power and what you're doing and stuff like that. So
what I do is if someone isn't being controlled, I hit them hard, just as hard as they're hitting me.
So they know
that you can't hit me without me hitting you back.
Yeah, so it's a way to sort of let them know, hey, you might be going a little too hard here. Do you feel like you are best at things like speed? Are you really fast?
Yes.
Okay, so that's...
One of my instructors tells me, it's speed times mass, and you don't have any mass.
That's so, science. We're getting some science in here. Speed times mass.
You don't have any mass, so it's just speed.
so you gotta go really fast.
Yes.
And I remember seeing in the talent show, I was pretty impressed because I saw you dress rehearsal and some practice, and then I saw you for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you and your sister Riley were pretty speedy.
Mm-hmm.
And you were especially speedy with some of your moves.
Yeah, because when you're trying to break a board, you want to. You don't have to break it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try and actually, for example, if I'm doing a side kick, I want to pull up my toes so that I don't hurt myself. You don't, if you want to practice before you actually try and break the board. For example, if I try to break a board first try, I'm probably not going to do it because I don't know how to do it.
Someone told me if, and I don't know if this is true, but maybe one of your instructors told you this. I think it was something where they said you have to, like, if you're going to break something, you want to imagine your hand or your foot going, like, totally through the board instead of, like, stopping.
You want to go all the way through, because if you go and you try and break a board and you stop right at the board and then you try and go through, it's not going to break.
Okay.
You have to go all the way through, try and make it at the floor.
Okay, that makes sense. So have you had a chance to make, have you made any friends at Taekwondo? Like met some people?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a few friends. But there's some people you have never seen before, but there you can meet people there that you wouldn't ever meet.
What's your favorite part of Taekwondo? Is it the confidence it gives you or the exercise that it gives you or something else?
I like it because it's, it's kind of just, you learn self-defense, but you also want to learn control too.
So it's just a way to learn how to control your body and at the same time self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet it is a pretty good workout. I imagine it's like dance or something like that where you're really working your body. And so are you ever, do you ever get done and you're just kind of like, like breathing heavy? Okay, I bet. That's pretty cool.
But the more you do it, the more stamina you build up. For example, I had to get my black belt, I had to do all my past forms.
So, wow.
Which means I have to have a lot of stamina to be able to do that.
I bet it's good for your cardiovascular system. That's like a health thing that
probably
we learn about that really helps your heart and your lungs and, and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's exciting. So the next step you said is from first degree black belt is to go to second degree black belt.
And for second degree, you have to know all your past forms again.
So when do you think, do you have a goal of when you want to become a second degree black belt?
I want to become a second degree by the time I'm 11.
Okay. So that gives you almost a full year to sort of work on all of that. And then how long do you see yourself, do you see this as like a lifelong sort of thing? Do you think you'll continue all through when you're a teenager, an adult maybe?
No. I think I don't want to do it for very long because my neighbor wants to do it until she's to college. And I told her, I don't think you're going to be able to do that because you have to get a job and that kind of stuff.
That's true. So you could do it for a while, though, until you, and like all sports and activities and stuff, you know, you can get really good at it and maybe you either continue or maybe you move on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. So Taekwondo, something you've been really into for 3 years, first degree black belt. And then I want to know how you came up with your routine, the routine that you and your sister Riley did at the talent show.
So the forms, those are from my actual studio, and then the board breaks, the axe kick, which is the one where Riley put the board on her knees. My instructor told me that would look cool, so we tried it and we ended up doing that.
Very cool. Well, it was a really cool routine. I thought y'all did a really good job with that, and I thought it was really cool. It was one of my favorite things at the talent show. So what other interests do you have? What else are you into? Like, what things do you like to do outside of school?
We also do tennis.
Nice. I used to play tennis as a kid.
Both me and Riley.
Do you guys play doubles or singles or what? Or both?
We do a lot of, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
We have an instructor for tennis and... So we do a lot. We just kind of do what he tells us to.
Do you know I did a science experiment in eighth grade to see which tennis ball bounces higher, Penn or Wilson? Do you want to know which one bounces higher?
Yes.
Penn, by just a little bit. Do you? What kind of tennis racket do you play with?
A kid's one.
A kid's one, nice. And then are you righty or lefty?
I'm a righty.
You're a righty.
Riley's a righty too.
Okay. And then what's your favorite part about playing tennis? Like, is it the serve, the return of serve, like playing the net, forehand, backhand? What do you like about tennis?
I like to play the net.
Okay.
And I'm also good at the back because I'm good at hitting it hard and far.
Oh, okay. So you can be on that back line and really
I can hit it all the way over the net.
Okay.
And I can serve from the very back.
That's pretty tough.
To the other side. I'm really good with my hitting it. I'm really good at hitting a volley, and a volley is when you drop it on the ground and then you swing it from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very good at the way you're actually supposed to serve it, which is from the top.
That's kind of hard, though, because the timing is really tough, and I don't know about you, but...
Yeah, when you swing it,
Whenever I throw the ball up, I can't quite get it to go where I want it to go, and so it makes it hard to hit sometimes.
Yeah, whenever I try and hit it, it always goes down.
That's a tough one, though. That's one that takes a lot of practice. How long have you been playing tennis?
A few months.
So it's a great sport. I love tennis. I played a lot of tennis when I was a kid, so I even went to a tennis camp, which was pretty fun, pretty intense. Let's see. So tennis, you've got tennis. So do you... what's your favorite part about tennis? I mean, we talked about like what you like to do, but is it the exercise or the court or the playing with friends?
I just like to hang out with my friends, and I like how you don't have to be all that competitive to play tennis.
That's one of my favorite parts about tennis too. And one of my favorite parts is you don't even really have to play a game. You can just, like, if you have a friend, you can just hit it back and forth.
You can hit
and
it
that's
around, yeah.
So much fun just hitting it back and forth. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I used to do that with a friend, and we would count and see how many times we could go back and, you know, until someone messed up.
Yeah.
And so that was a lot of fun. Do you have a tennis court in your neighborhood or something?
Yeah, we have a tennis court in our neighborhood, and then our teacher comes there. He can never find his way there.
Oh, hey, that happens sometimes, these tennis instructors. Yeah. You know who's really good at this school at tennis, who I played with, and he beat me really badly in tennis? Do you know who it is?
No.
Dr. Pritchard. Do you know him?
He does
some of the music stuff, and I'm not a bad tennis player, but he whooped me. He was really, really good. He used to be a tennis coach, so I think he didn't tell me that till after we played. So, hey, when you play on your tennis court, is it like concrete? Is it a hard court?
It is hard.
Have you ever played on grass or clay?
No.
I have never played on grass, but I got to play on clay once, and it's pretty fun because it's like Georgia red clay, and you can just sort of slide on it. When you stop, you slide a little bit.
But just sliding around.
You slide around on it, but it's
I would get distracted because I would start sliding around just for fun.
I know. Well, if you're going really fast and you sort of stop, you slide a few feet, and then you hit the ball. It's pretty hard. It's but it's fun, and it's red, so the ball gets sort of dirty and stuff too, but it's fun to play. So you've got tennis. You've got taekwondo. What other hobbies do you have or things you're into?
I'm going to be starting soccer in the fall.
Excellent. Have you ever played soccer before?
No, I've never played a real game, but I do like to hit the ball around.
Soccer is so much fun. What do you like? Do you want to be a goalie or do you want to be out in the field?
I would be fine with being a goalie, except for I'd be good with like the hitting the ball, but I'm not as tall as I should be.
I was going to say, sometimes they like those goalies to be sort of taller so that they can cover the net. So do you think you would be, and I know you said you haven't started yet, you're going to start in the fall. Mm-hmm. Do you think you would be, like, do you want to be one of the people that kicks and tries to score like a striker? Or do you want to be on defense where you try to steal the ball? Or you're not sure?
I'm not sure. I'm good at controlling the ball and keeping it away. Because I can put it in the back and then I can just whip around and turn and then hit it the opposite direction. So,
So that's like some good ball control skills that you have. So, and I would say for a lot of, I have two sons and they played a lot of soccer. I would say like the striker, which is the person that's out there scoring, has to have ball control. And a lot of strikers are actually like they're like the smallest people on the team.
Yeah, because they can't get you.
Yeah, because they can't get you because you're like have the speed and you already have the speed on taekwondo. So if you have some ball control and speed and you're small, zip through and then all of a sudden, boom, before you know it, you're taking a shot.
The tall people, I just go right through their legs.
You just like, slide under them. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. So soccer is exciting. So do you have friends that play soccer? Is that how you said you got into it? Or
PE when we started doing PE. We did a soccer unit, and I really liked it. So I think I'm going to try soccer. My dad was a soccer player.
Oh, yeah, nice. What position did he play, do you know?
No.
What position?
Striker.
He played a striker.
There you go. It could run in the family. Forward striker. We could get some goals here. So where do you know where you're going to play? Are you going to play in the Kula
Mountain View?
Okay. I think they might. Do they play at Rabbit Hill? Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where my son's played. So maybe some weekend. I walk my dogs up there and ride my bike and run up there. So maybe one weekend I'll just be running. I'll be like, wait a minute. Is that Emily over there? She just scored. So that could be. That would be pretty cool. So do you have your own soccer ball yet and stuff like that?
Yeah. My dad bought me one for my birthday.
Nice.
And my size.
Excellent. Yeah. Because sometimes those big balls are, they are so big and you kick them and they kind of hurt. So I like the smaller ones are easier to play with. So what, so do you ever watch any soccer or are you just like pretty much to play more?
I've watched a little bit of soccer before.
It's fun. It can sometimes be a little boring. I like watching soccer, but sometimes it can be a little boring.
Sometimes, yeah. Some shows for me are boring.
Yeah. So you got soccer, you got tennis, you have taekwondo, you have a lot of athletic
I also have swim.
And you swim. So let's hear about that. Where do you have are you on a swim team or you just
I'm on a swim team.
Oh, so tell me about that.
So I started this year. I could swim the length of the pool.
Okay.
It's not very easy.
It's a long way, right?
Yeah.
Do you do Swim Atlanta or in your neighborhood? Do y'all have a swim team? Or do y'all go to different pools and like compete?
It's like a, they're called the Stingrays. I don't know.
Stingrays, cool.
I don't know the...
Yeah, it's all good.
My mom signed me up. I don't know what it is.
Hey, all you know is your own swim team. That's cool.
Yep, that's all I know.
Well, and I guess it's been, so have y'all already started swimming? Is it cold when you get in the water now?
Yes, it is always cold. I've gotten used to it. It's always freezing.
I guess as the summer goes, it'll warm up some. So
Hopefully.
I don't know anything about swim team, but do you compete? Do you do freestyle or do you have different strokes that you compete in?
There's front stroke and backstroke.
Okay.
The first time I tried to do backstroke, I am very good at backstroke natural.
Ooh, a natural backstroke.
And front stroke, I got it from my dad. I just sink.
Oh, you just sink for front stroke? But you've got a natural backstroke.
Yep.
I like that. So is that your event that you like to compete in?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Have you won any races or like first, second, or third?
No, we haven't done any meets yet. That's what a competition is called in swim. It's a meet.
Oh, it's called a swim meet. So I used to run track and they call it a track meet. So that makes sense, so a swim meet. So you'll compete against other teams and see how you do. Do you have any of your friends on your swim team?
Zoe used to be on it. She's in my class, but she's not anymore. She said she might come back in the summer.
Is it boys and girls on the same team?
Yeah.
And different. They just obviously have all these different events that y'all compete at. Well, that sounds like that'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been swimming? Did you take lessons when you were like a little kid and everything?
Nope.
Wow.
So. I got lessons from my mom and my dad.
Nice. So they taught you how to swim? And
my dad, not very much, because my dad doesn't like to put his head in the water, so he can't show me.
I don't like to put my head in the water either.
That's why I like backstroke.
Maybe it is. I prefer backstroke, too, because you don't have to put your head in the water. You just go backwards. And because it's hard. You got to come up to breathe, and it's difficult. So, well, that's pretty cool that you learned swimming from your parents, and now you're going to be on a swim team and do all that kind of stuff. So,
my mom put me on the swim team. She didn't let me have any consent.
Well, that's okay, because your mom's looking out for your health and your exercise and all your sports abilities.
I already
have
enough exercise.
Swimming might be the best exercise of all, though, as far as keeping you healthy.
Yeah.
So you've got swimming, you've got tennis, you've got soccer upcoming, and you've got taekwondo.
I don't know if it's very healthy because I always drink too much water.
I know.
In the pool.
I always hate that, too.
Too much chlorine.
I know. So what else do you have going on besides all your sports stuff? You got any other sports or any?
No more sports.
Okay. So what else are you into?
Cats. I have two.
Okay.
One nut job and another nut job.
Two nut job cats.
Yes.
Wow.
One of them has zero brain cells. The other one has maybe one.
Wow. So what do they do? Do they just...
So Ziggy is the one with zero brain cells. He's a boy. Nitty is the other one. Is the one with maybe one.
And she's a girl?
Yes.
Okay.
But, so Ziggy, I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
So there is, there's this one time where Nitty was sitting, in between the rail, and, Ziggy hit her in the butt. Because he does that.
Uh-huh.
He just randomly hits her in the butt. And Nitty jumped up, and she fell down.
Oh, gosh.
Onto the stairs. She landed on her feet, and then she fell over.
She landed on her feet and then just went, whoop,
yep.
And fell over.
And
oh,
She just fell over. But...
So a lot of personality with those
yep.
two cats, I guess.
Yep.
And how are they, young or old? Are they kittens?
They're 2 years old.
Okay. Did you get them at the same time or close?
Yes,
to,
they're okay. They're brother and sister.
Oh, brother and sister.
We had to wait 2 weeks because Nitty would not eat anything.
Oh.
Or her brothers would just eat all the food.
They would just eat all the food before she could get to it.
Before she could get to it, because Nitty... But now, Nitty comes to my room in the middle of the night. She's like, meow, wake up. She crawls all over me until I get up. And then she's like, come feed me.
Oh.
Watch me poop.
And you're like, I'm trying to sleep.
Leave
me alone.
I'm trying to sleep, Nitty.
Oh.
And then, and... I go over, their feet are full.
Oh, of course. She just wants attention.
She likes attention. She meows. Nitty likes to be in the dark. Ziggy likes to have all the sunlight he can get.
Oh, that's interesting.
Everything but his face.
Everything but his face. So he wants to get all the sunlight, mm-hmm. warm his body,
mm-hmm.
and then Nitty just wants to...
Nitty
sit in the
just
shade.
Likes to be in the shade, under
cool.
my bed. No. And people say you don't have monsters under your bed.
Mm,
I
you
have a cat under my bed.
I was gonna say.
A cat, a monster, whatever you want to call her. I don't know why, but whenever you get up in the middle of the night, there's either a cat in your bed, but... I've gotten up once, and it's terrifying because you look over, and there's a glare on their eyes, and it looks like someone's downstairs, and I'm just like,
uh-oh.
And I'm just going to go back in my bed.
That's right, because they have those eyes that reflect.
Yes,
and
they reflect, and it's very, it's not very pleasant in the night when you're trying to go... take a walk or around your house or whatever you do in the middle of the night.
I would think that would be kind of creepy to see
crazy
cat eyes
staring at you in the middle of the night. Yeah, it's kind of terrifying when you look over and you just see cat eyes. I'm like, I'm just going to go right back to my bed.
I don't need that water.
I don't need to get refill my water cup. I don't want to get murdered by a cat because it kind of looks like they're about to kill you.
Scary.
Yes.
So besides cats, what other stuff are you into? Do you do any activities outside of school, like charity stuff or anything like that? Or
I do
volunteer?
Bears Make a Difference. It's special needs baseball.
I've never heard of that. Tell me what it's called again.
Bears Make a Difference.
Bears Make a Difference. And
it's where special needs kids play baseball or softball,
mm-hmm.
And they go so they can so that the parents have a break and the kids can have fun, whether that's picking flowers or playing in the dirt.
Of course, yeah, whatever works.
Whatever works. They hit twice, and then there's buddies, which, for example. I'm a buddy with Stella. I'm her buddy. We kind of just click. She opened up to me because for example, one time she walked into the other team's dugout,
mm-hmm.
and she closed the door, and I was like, "You gotta let me in." And she was like, "No, I'm not letting you in." And then when I pushed in, she was like, no! So I closed the door. And then she put the thing down. And then I was like, and then I put the thing up and she put it down. And she put it up. And then she also, her mom, so she has a, she puts her hand in the trash.
Okay.
And her mom, and I tell her, your mom's going to get mad at you. And then like a minute later, her mom comes and she's like, Stella, get your hand out of the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
But
so you're basically being a good friend to Stella mm-hmm. and helping her out on mm-hmm. the on the baseball field and everything.
Yeah.
So do you, when Stella goes on the field and stuff, do you go out
sort yeah, of
with
I kinda
her
just
and stuff?
Follow
like,
her around, her? Help her. We've run the bases 3 times successfully.
Nice.
The rest of the times, we didn't make it.
That's okay. But you're working on it.
She either ran away or she ran back into the dugout. There's one time where she was thirsty, so mm-hmm. she ran into the dugout, and I was like, well, you got to promise me. You got to go. We got to finish running the bases. She ended up running to home plate.
Nice. Very good.
That's all we made. Because we were on first, then we would have made it to second, then we would have made it to third. We ran to third, and then we ran to home.
Nice. So that's being a good friend. So that mm-hmm. sounds like a really cool thing. How often do you have games and do you do that?
It's one time a week on Sunday.
Okay. And so you always, it's usually the same team mm-hmm. and you're always working with Stella?
Yeah.
And the same team?
Because I'm her official buddy.
Okay.
But you can have different people. For example, you can just show up and people can, and if you, there's someone available, then you can buddy with them, or you can just kind of be on the field, just there fielding, and because in the outfield, you can just sit out in the outfield, and if a ball goes out in the outfield, you stop it, and then you throw it into the infield so that they don't have to run all the way out to the outfield.
Right. So it's just basically about helping others and sort mm-hmm. of making sure that everyone has a good time playing a fun sport and everything.
And the parents
like that.
Get a break.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, that's really nice. That's a cool thing. And it's called Bears.
Bears Make a Difference.
Bears at, Make a Difference.
Field 7 at Rabbit Hill.
Field 7 at Rabbit Hill. Very cool. Well, that sounds like you got a lot of stuff going on in your life. How do you have time for school? Everything's in the afternoon. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. So any other hobbies you want to talk about? Interest? Anything?
No.
You're pretty good?
Yeah.
I'm not pushing you because that's already, we talked about a lot of stuff and you
yeah.
have a lot of interesting hobbies.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I know, so if you have any advice for any other GOC students, because there might be some kids out there saying, I want to be just like Emily. I want to do all these sports. What advice do you have for any kid that says, I want to do this, but I'm afraid to do it?
The number one thing is you need to be able to time manage.
Oh, that's really good advice.
Because, for example, in the beginning, so you would have, for example, you have two sports, but they're one, for example, softball, you have practices, but you have, you have to do school. Well, what you want to do is you want to try and get school done by 3, or if you get behind, then you want to try and get all your school done for that day,
mm-hmm.
and then you want to get your overdue stuff done. Because if I don't get that day's work done, then it just continues.
It snowballs and you get farther and farther behind.
And then you end up at the end of the year, you're like, well, all this.
Yeah. What happened?
I didn't.
So time management's pretty key as far as finishing, focusing on school first and then doing your extracurricular activities and making sure you keep up with all your work and all that stuff.
School.
But the good news is in about a week, you won't have to worry about school for the whole summer. Well, thank you for being on the podcast. You're going to have a great summer, I'm sure, and a great school year next year. Are you coming back here next year? Do you know what you're doing?
Yes, okay. I'm coming back next year.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to seeing you next year, and I can't wait to hear about more second degree black belts and all that stuff. So thank you so much for being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
See ya.
See you.
I got to admit, that was pretty good advice. So all of you GOC students out there, or prospective GOC students, or anyone listening to the podcast, time management, it's hard. There just aren't enough hours in the day sometimes. But Emily's advice is pretty good about making sure to prioritize and focus each day. Also, all the listeners should know, after we recorded, I tested Emily's speed with her Taekwondo. I pretended, you know, I asked her, I said, hey, can I pretend like I'm going to grab your arm? And she said, sure, give it a shot. Okay, I'm telling you, I never had a chance. Her arm and her hand shot out towards my chest so fast. If she had hit me, I would have gone down, just down to the ground. And I'm about three times the size of Emily. She is no joke. She is a girl of many talents. And I really want to thank her for being on the show. And her sister, Riley, was in the studio with us. And Emily's father was there, too. So we appreciate them providing support to Emily. If you like this episode of Extracurricular, you guys should keep listening. I'm going to keep doing the podcast. I'm going to continue to sit down with students and teachers and talk about all the cool things they do outside of school. And if you want to be on the podcast, this is an all call to anyone that wants to be on the podcast that goes to GOC. Just send me an email. If you're interested in GOC, maybe you want to come to school here, you can head over to our website and find out all about the school and the great things we have going on. And I've got some links to my email and the school website in the show notes. If you get a chance to subscribe, make sure to do that. You can get your podcast right when they come out. If you have an extra minute, you can leave a review for us. And then, of course, I always want to thank Dr. Ray and Dr. O'Neill. This podcast really wouldn't be possible without their support and inspiration. And I look forward to joining you all again next episode. See you later.